Welcome to Divorce Talk, a podcast for people who are contemplating divorce, going through one, or would like to know everything about the divorce process. Each episode, you'll hear from Chicago divorce lawyers from Bierman LLP, one of the largest divorce and family law firms in the state of Illinois, speak on all things divorce, from child custody, divorce litigation, mediation, the collaborative process, and everything in between. Now, here are your hosts, the Bierman Divorce Lawyers.
Hi, I'm Sandra Napoli-Diarco, and today we're speaking with divorce and family law partner Morgan Stogsdill and divorce and family law attorney Katie Post. Our topic today revolves around high net worth cases and high profile individuals. So before we get started, I'd like to hand it over to Katie and Morgan so they can share a little bit about themselves. Morgan?
Thank you, Sandra. So I've been with Bierman over 10 years. And before that, I grew up outside of Chicago. I came from a divorced household where my parents had a nice divorce and got along well. And currently, I've been in the city for many years with children of my own. So I know all about divorce through my work, but also my life.
Thanks, Katie.
Thanks, Sandra. I am Katie Post. I'm an associate at Bierman. I've worked here my entire career. I actually started back when I was a student working for Morgan. I grew up in Wilmette. I'm a double Illini, and I recently had a baby boy.
Okay, so let's get started. Morgan, how do you define a high net worth case and a high profile individual so that when people are listening, they can identify, possibly think, well, that's me?
Absolutely. So a high profile individual would be somebody who the media has interest in, whether it be business interests or celebrity status or potentially an athlete. A high net worth case, I would describe as something with substantial assets, complex assets, or even complex business interests.
And I know Bierman has handled many high profile and high net worth cases. And one of the main concerns, well, you tell me what the main concerns are, but from what I hear and, you know, all over the media, is that most high net worth individuals want to keep their case private. They don't want it on the front page of the newspaper. Before we get started with that, Katie, can you tell us a little bit about what the difference is between a private case or a public case and how that's achieved?
Yeah, I think honestly, everyone probably goes into it with the expectation that you're going to have your information be private and they want discretion from their attorneys. But some people don't realize that actually everything that goes into the court file is public record. So the way that we distinguish between the cases that, you know, we really make an extra effort to keep private are by keeping different documents out of that public file. So there are different ways you can go about doing it. You can request that the court actually seals that file so that only certain people have access to it, but that is difficult to do. In other instances, because we have relationships with the other divorce attorneys that we work with frequently, we make agreements not to file certain things, to hold hearings in chambers, so that if the press or other members of the public are present, they're not hearing exactly what's happening day to day.
And again, like I said, Bierman has handled many cases. Morgan, I know you have handled many high-profile cases as well. How do the attorneys, because you know there have been cases where they're announced to the public and it's done, but as you know, it's been going on for a long time. How does that happen? How do attorneys make that happen?
The best way we can make it happen is to know that a case is going to start and have an agreement with, like Katie said, an opposing party, an opposing counsel, that we are not going to file anything in court until the case is finalized. So certain high-profile clients that we've handled in the past, we've essentially negotiated an entire divorce or child custody issue outside of the court so that the public does not even know that it's going on behind the scenes until the date that we actually go in and finalize it. This is really important because it keeps all of the information out of the court file. And we don't have the press calling us so that at the end of the day, we can issue a statement if that's what the client wishes and the whole matter is over.
And even in the best case scenarios, we know that the press still somehow, some way will show up in the courtroom or outside of the courtroom. How do attorneys deal with the press and how do you counsel your clients to deal with the press?
Well, there's a lot of different ways we can go about it. My motto is that we don't talk to the press if we don't need to, unless the client directs us to do so. In my opinion, the best thing we can do is shield the children from any media And that the best way to do that is to not talk to the press. However, it's inevitable that if the press gets wind of a high profile matter coming through the courthouse, they may show up. In that instance, the best thing to do is to talk to opposing counsel in advance, ask them to have some sort of an agreement about what information goes to the press, and if they're going to speak to the press. Again, it's best not to speak to the press, but in certain cases where we know the other side may, we want to get an agreement on that.
So that's an interesting topic that you bring up because, again, I know that you've been on cases where the opposing counsel is speaking to the press. And how do the attorneys aggregate information needed for a high-profile case?
So in many of these high-profile cases, their assets are diverse. Maybe they have different business interests, but typically they already have a team of people in place. So it may be an accountant, an entertainment attorney, their corporate counsel. And in order to relieve the stress on the client and utilize all of those people that are really the experts in their information, we go to them directly. In that case, you know, we can put them in touch with experts that may be necessary, whether it's a business valuation expert, you know, whether it's someone who's going to speak to the children's therapist and give a recommendation. But in all of these, we put a team in place and we operate and cooperate with their team.
Morgan, if a high profile individual meets with you for an initial conversation about their case, contemplating whether or not they should hire you, is that meeting confidential?
Absolutely. All meetings with us are confidential. Nothing will leave this office, whether it be information obtained in the meeting or the fact that the client actually comes through our doors.
What do high net worth cases and clients expect, and what can Bierman deliver?
So they expect a certain level of performance, but also service. Most people expect high level of service, which is what we deliver. But when we're talking about a high-profile individual, they have unique needs, such as maybe different time zones that you have to cooperate with, their schedules. They also may need referrals, which is exactly what we have. We have large networks here. So in the past, I've had high-net-worth individuals need placement for personal assistants, nannies. Maybe they need a concierge doctor to come to their house or an aircraft to go somewhere the next weekend. Those are all referrals that we have in-house that they are happy that we give them at a drop of a dime.
Excellent. And what are some questions high net worth individuals should ask of an attorney prior to hiring them?
I think it's important to know what the expectations are, how long the case will typically take, and what their options are depending on what the issues are. And one thing that we specialize in is offering those options up front. We want the client to know that although we're here to give advice, it's their case and they get to make the call. So whether something is necessary to litigate, whether you go through mediation, all those types of things we can handle. And we want to make sure that it fits the needs of that person and their family.
Morgan, are there any other items that you think they should be asking their attorneys or any issues that you've experienced that any listeners should know?
Absolutely. So a person who is interviewing a divorce attorney should ask what the divorce attorney's capability is, not only within the firm, but also outside the firm. What I mean specifically there is, you know, we're getting into a new era where people are on the go. So you need to know, does your law firm have the ability to video conference? Will they video conference should you need that? Not everybody has the time or schedule to come into the office. But a lot of times you need face-to-face time with your divorce attorney. Here at Bierman, we have video conferencing state of the art, and we are ready to go at any moment's notice. On the flip side, you need to ask your attorney, what are their capabilities? If things are going amicably and we're going to mediation, that's great. But what if things take a turn? Are they ready for court? What is their court experience? What's their courtroom experience? Whereas here, before coming to Bierman, I litigated over 60 jury trials. So we're not afraid of court if that goes that route, but I always advocate for the most amicable and cost-efficient option for the clients.
Well, thank you. This has been fascinating. If you enjoyed what you heard, please share it on your social media. Please also subscribe to our podcast channel and like us on Facebook and LinkedIn. And this isn't the last that you've heard of Katie or Morgan, as they'll be back speaking about different topics. Thank you.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Divorce Talk. Visit our website at www.biermanlaw.com where you can subscribe to the show so you'll never have to miss a single one. Please also follow us on Facebook and LinkedIn and subscribe to our YouTube channel. If you found value in this show, we'd appreciate a rating. Be sure to tune in next time for another enlightening episode.